gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bet Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. Here with me as always, the one, the only, DTF, Dylan. How has your March Madness been so far? Has it been bad?
It's been madness.
Yeah. How's your bracket looking?
A little bit of yellow. A lot of black. I do yellow check marks. Or I highlight my winners. And I X out my losers.
Yeah. I do blue highlighters. I got screwed pretty bad by Kentucky. Auburn losing kind of hurt pretty bad too. Same with New Mexico. Basically, my top right bracket is officially done. But everyone else I've gotten so far correct for the Sweet 16. So I can't be too upset with that.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, technically, the last two teams I have in that top right are Duke and Marquette, who are in Sweet 16. But it doesn't matter what they do from here on out, as long as neither one of those two makes the championship game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've absolutely loved March Madness so far. It's been super fun throughout the first two rounds. Got some great upsets. Like Kentucky losing, I couldn't even be mad about that because that was awesome to see a Horizon League team beat Kentucky, who had a ton of NBA players, and just seeing what, how do you pronounce his last name? Goldecki?
Gonkley?
Gonkley? Was it Gonkley or was it Goldecki?
I don't even know.
And just see his, you know, life basically change overnight. He literally went from only 500 followers on Instagram to 60,000 overnight, got a bunch of sponsorship deals. And now he's doing some kind of work with some basketball company after he's done with school. So that's been pretty cool to see. That story. NC State's been super fun. They've been, you know, kind of America's team going into this tournament, and now they're in the Sweet 16, ready to compete with, I believe they play Marquette, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, Marquette. I've really enjoyed it so far. Other than teams that wear green and yellow, they have not done me good. Other than Oregon the one time, but the second time, that was just such an upset for me. But
I just counted, I had 12 of the 16 in my Sweet 16.
Oh yeah, nice. Yeah, I think the team that I didn't get in there, let's see, I actually had Houston losing, not to A&M, but to Nebraska.
Baylor fucked me.
Baylor. Yeah, Baylor. No, actually, I think I had Baylor. Yeah, I actually had Baylor losing that game, but I had New Mexico beating Clemson and Baylor.
So, interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a huge upset, especially since they apparently did not look good in their conference tournament. And New Mexico seemed like a team that could catch on fire, especially playing pretty well in their tournament. I had them going to the Sweet 16, not making it any further than that, but I was really hoping that they were going to pull through for me.
There's not really any Cinderella story this year.
No, it's one of the, I think this is the fifth time in tournament history where all number one and two seeds made it to the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. We got some very entertaining first round games. And then I think the favorites went 15-1 in the second round. If I'm not mistaken.
15-1. Yeah.
Yeah. So pretty different from every other year, but we've gotten a ton of like great games. That A&M and Houston game that went into overtime. I thought that was just writing on the wall that somehow, some way, one of those A&M players were gonna make a three to tie it up, even though Houston was
Yeah.
up by almost 10 with a minute left. It's been great, and I can't wait for Thursday. So we
Who's
can
been your
get
favorite team
into.
to watch so far?
Ooh, my favorite team to watch. I'm not gonna lie, even though I was rooting against them, Clemson's been really fun to watch. They just seem like they're on a roll. I don't know if they'll make it past this round or not. UConn, how could you not like watching UConn? I mean, they're by far, I think, the best team in the tournament. North Carolina had me a little bit worried until that second half against that Michigan State game. If I were to say the team that I haven't enjoyed nearly as much, it would be probably San Diego State, especially that first game, because I'm not gonna lie, I was pretty scared that they were gonna lose the second game. But they ended up crushing Yale, but barely beating UAB. Overall, though, I think Arizona has been the most dominant other than UConn. How about you? What's been your favorite team to watch?
I really liked how scrappy JMU was against Wisconsin in the first round. And I did have them upsetting Wisconsin, which was a nice little cash out. But they got their asses handed to them against Duke.
Yeah, Duke came to play.
I did enjoy the Kansas Samford game. I was actually for once rooting against Kansas.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And
Kansas should
just
not
for
have
the
won that game.
underdog. No, that
I
was a
did
help from the ref.
not
But they were exposed. They lost to Zaga.
Yeah, did you see what Billy Self had to say at the end?
Yeah. Basically, they're what focused on the next season.
They were focused on the next season in that second half that they were fatigued. Basically, that he was just making an excuse that they were just too tired. Which, I mean, everyone knows you're down your best player. No one expected you to make it past the first round. Or nonetheless,
Yeah.
past the second round. Like, I don't know. I get being one of the better college basketball coaches right now, but I don't know. I don't think he'd just blame it on fatigueness. I mean, at the end of the day, that's on him to make sure that his players are conditioned, ready for tournament time. Oh, another team I have not enjoyed watching, Creighton. Granted, that has to do
Yeah.
with betting reasons, but Creighton, yeah, Creighton screwed me pretty bad.
Well, Tennessee should knock them off this week.
Yeah, I want Tennessee to knock them off bad. I want them to blow them out. They're playing those games in, is it Dallas?
Of course, it doesn't say in the bracket. Let's see.
I know they're playing some of them in Dallas. I just don't know which series.
Tennessee is Little Caesars Arena. It's in Detroit.
Detroit, Detroit. It's I
Oh,
think it's Houston and Duke
Houston.
that's playing in Dallas.
Yeah, they're playing in Dallas.
I forget, was the Final Four for the women's tournament in Cleveland last year too?
I don't know about last year, but this year it is. My cousin got his fiance tickets, and they're expecting to go unless Iowa is in the final, and it's gonna be a nice little payday.
Oh,
They would be going to
yeah.
sell their tickets for the Final Four if they could make a couple grand.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame them at all.
I think they pay like 150 for their tickets, like in the summertime, and they could probably make like 2 grand each.
And yeah, I don't doubt it. Caitlin Clark definitely brings in a bigger audience, and I think on average, so far, Iowa tickets have sold for like almost $400 a pop. Just for like the early rounds.
Yeah, and they're selling way more than men's tickets for Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Night and day.
Oh, absolutely. But going back to Kentucky, obviously a lot of people had Kentucky winning this game and, making a decent run. I personally didn't take into consideration how they have not won a March Madness game since 2019. I don't know how I haven't realized that they have not made it past the first round since 2019. I just think that's absolutely crazy.
They get upset a lot.
Yeah. Do you know who did get that game right, though? I do know someone that got that game right.
Who?
Caitlin. She got a lot of the upsets right in the first round. It was pissing me off a little key, but
Good
and
job.
she got here, I'm gonna look at her bracket real quick. Granted, she had schools like Charleston making it a little too far. She got JMU, North NC State. She got what was another Grand Canyon she got right. And then I think a lot of people had Duquesne, and that's one that I kind of regretted
I
not
had
picking.
Duquesne.
But also, I did not realize that's how you pronounce that. I think we went over that last episode though, because I kept fumbling how to say that word. But yeah, what would you say is your Final four predictions right now, just looking off the Sweet 16 matchups. If you were to guess or take a guess on what the Final Four is going to be and who's going to be playing for the championship, just off what we know right now.
Well, being that I have 12 of the 16 teams right, I'm looking around the room, and the four teams that I got wrong, I didn't expect to go to the Elite Eight. So only one team that I had going to the Elite Eight is out, and that's Baylor. I had really high hopes on Baylor. Now, my final four, I have UConn, I had Baylor. So now UConn, UNC, I think it's the battle of the one seeds. And then on the other side, I actually have Tennessee and Marquette.
Okay.
I have Marquette upsetting, well, technically it wouldn't be an upset. I have Marquette beating Duke after Duke beats Houston.
Okay. I like that. I'm gonna go a slightly different direction. I think that coming out of the East for the Final Four is gonna be UConn. I have them as my champion on my bracket. And then coming out of the West, I know on my bracket I have Alabama. I, in all honesty, do not think it's going to be Alabama. I think they're capable of it. I just don't know if they're going to be able to compete against North Carolina because North Carolina is playing a lot better than I anticipated they would. In Arizona. I'm actually going to go Arizona on this one, just because North Carolina, it seems like they've just been super wishy-washy. But I really want to see how they play against Alabama before I can really lock that in. But for now, I'll go ahead and say Arizona. In Midwest, I have Tennessee coming out of there because I know me and you have the same championship game, just different outcomes. And coming out of the South, I have Duke. Now that Kentucky is eliminated.
So Kentucky was in your final four.
Yeah. Just because they
Okay.
had so much NBA talent, I thought that they might make it. But Calipari clearly does not care about the tournament.
No.
And I guess he's even on record of saying that he doesn't care about tournament wins. He just cares about getting his players to the NBA. So I know that he actually met with the school, and there was a lot of speculation on whether Calipari would be coming back to Kentucky next year. And I guess he will be coming back for sure.
Well, he has a
But I
lifetime
think
con
he's on the hot seat.
he has a lifetime contract, though. He can't be fired.
Does he really?
He can only leave if he leaves on his own or resigns.
I didn't realize he was on a lifetime contract.
Yeah, so
I mean, it makes sense, but
he will either die, retire, or resign. They can't fire him.
wow, I did not realize that.
You got to imagine he's great at recruiting NBA players, which then leads to the school getting money. So he's bringing money in every year, whether they're winning a fucking tournament or not.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I got to imagine these players, whether they have it written in writing or not, they give money back the minute they get to the NBA. Or the NBA is paying Kentucky. I mean, I'd be curious to see what the perks are of being a school that produces talent like that.
Oh, TV ratings.
Well, that
TV
too.
ratings, just your school as a brand in general. I mean, you're going to be getting thousands of applicants every year, tens of thousands. Ticket pricing. Yeah, no. A school like that, especially playing in SEC school in a historic college basketball program like that, you're going to get all the publicity, all the attention. Any little thing that you do is going to get blown up in your basketball program, at least.
I just don't see him getting fired. Well, he can't get fired, but I don't see him leaving. Like, he's gonna coach until he can't coach anymore.
I don't think he should leave either. I just. I personally, if I was, wanting to have a great college legacy, I wouldn't be okay with that. And, a Kentucky fan, I don't know how I would really feel about that.
Well, I think he's going to try to, whether he wins one last time or makes it to the championship, and that's his last swan song, but I think he's going to at least try. You got to have the talent, and I know he has the talent, but you wonder if everyone's going to just jump ship for the NBA or with these NIL deals now, if anybody will stay.
Yeah,
And
well,
I'm seeing
they, I think college basketball is going to pick back up because they actually, the NBA just announced that they're shutting down G League Ignite after this season already.
Oh, wow.
Which that only lasted, what, two, three seasons? But I think
Yeah, that's
NIL
quite.
was the only way that they really save themselves because I thought college basketball was going to be dead. Other than March Madness. March Madness was never going anywhere. I saw this these comments from Mike Greenberg today off ESPN. He said that UConn this year would be that they would make the NBA play-in tournament. I want to hear your thoughts on that because I think it's absolutely crazy.
Depends on who they're playing against. Who are the types of teams they're playing? I mean, are we just strictly going off of their talent or how they're playing? Because if they're just playing against teams like they have, like Stetson and FAU, which no, they played Northwestern,
Well, no, I
you
think
know.
I don't even think the best player on UConn would play on the Pistons.
No.
I don't think he'd get minutes, no.
So that's my argument is it strictly off the talent or is it strictly off of just their team in general? I mean, team basketball is untouchable when it's at its peak, but the talent has to be there too. I mean, the NBA isn't team basketball.
But they're good
So
enough where if they were to play like a college team, they would go out and dominate them. More than likely.
oh yeah, for sure. For
Yeah.
sure.
Essentially, you're just taking all the top college basketball players and putting them on one team rather than just a couple of recruiting classes. Well, yeah, that's all I had for March Madness. Was there anything else you wanted to mention from this weekend?
I had fun watching. I always have fun watching, and it was just good to be back. So one time a year I watch college basketball unless I go to a game. Like last year when I went to Kansas, Baylor, which was also another deciding factor of why I thought Baylor was going to go so far, because that team I saw last year was really good and a top 10 team. This Baylor team I watched against Clemson just destroyed my any thoughts on them.
Yeah.
But no, that's it for me for March Madness.
Yeah. So since the last time we recorded, there's been a couple of things that have happened throughout both the NFL, mainly the NFL, and yeah, it's mainly the NFL that I'm looking at. Chase Young finally signed with the team. He's going to be playing with the Saints. On a 1-year deal. Mike Williams is going to be going to the New York Jets on a 1-year deal. Tre'Davious White signed a 1-year deal with the Rams. So all three of those good moves. Now there's one that I still do not know. It has to, of course, do with our Cleveland Browns. I don't know how I feel about this, and I want your opinion on it because I purposely have not brought it up to you because I wanted to hear your reaction on this show. What did you think about the Browns extending Jerry Jeudy, who has not played a snap for the Cleveland Browns, on a 3-year deal for $58 million?
Yeah, that was interesting.
I'm
Not
not a
sure.
fan.
Not sure if maybe they're thinking he's gonna be wide receiver one, like if Amari Cooper leaves, and they're just trying to make sure we have somebody locked in. I'm not sure about it yet. I don't feel comfortable with it. I need to see how he is on the field, especially with Deshaun, since Deshaun will be his quarterback for the next couple of years. I don't hate it, but I don't love it yet.
Yeah, I'm not too big on it. You know that I don't want to say I necessarily dislike him, but he's not my favorite receiver. I think he drops a lot of easy passes. But, still a young player, and hopefully that he gets a new change of scenery and that'll help him a ton.
Yeah.
Today, though, we did get an update on Nick Chubb's injury. It sounds like he's going to start running this month.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah, and I think it's over the next 3 months that it was reported that it will determine on his progress on whether he'll be able to start the season or not. Which if he can't be there week one, I'm not going to be angry about that. Especially if we are playing in Brazil, which it sounds like we're 100% playing in Brazil against the Eagles. Which I still think's a very interesting choice for a week one game, Brazil, Cleveland Browns versus Philadelphia Eagles, but no, it's just my opinion. As long as he's back for the season, that's all that matters. Let's see. The Chiefs did trade L'Jarius Sneed, and I have to clarify that I have a couple of times on this podcast called him L'Jarius Sneed. For whatever reason, I went back and watched a couple of them, and I 100% said L'Jarius Sneed instead of L'Jarius Sneed. He was traded to the Titans, where he signed a massive 4-year extension. I think it was about $76 million that he got.
Oh, yeah, he got paid.
Yeah, he got paid for sure. Well-deserved money too. But that's a huge loss for the Chiefs, and that's going to make repeating 10 times harder. Thankfully, they have Trent McDuffie, who is someone they drafted within the last 2 years and played really good. But without Snead on the other side, I don't know if he's going to be the same player. But we'll see. You know, both of them played really good in the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
They're going for the three-peat to prove they are a dynasty.
The Swift Dynasty. Trent Brown signed with the Cincinnati Bengals, so they got some offensive line help there. Earlier today, especially after the NFL, of course, announced the new kickoff rule, the Pittsburgh Steelers went ahead and signed Cordarrelle Patterson, who's one of the best to do it. Not too big of a
You
fan
know,
of
I
that
wanted to
one.
point out something. I wanted to point out something. I made fun of the Browns for signing Nyheim Hines and not ever using Jakeem Grant. And who else did we just sign?
As a running back.
No, there's like a special back returner. Like we just signed two people that were returners. Hines
You're not
and
talking
then
about
someone.
Foreman, right?
I don't think so. Regardless, Andrew Berry signs these players knowing that this rule is probably going to be changed and kick returns are back.
Oh,
Some
big time.
something to watch this year might be a preseason prop for how many total kick return for touchdowns are going to be this year, like this full regular season. I guarantee you we'll see at least like 5.5, if not more.
Ooh, I like that. I like
So I'm gonna
that.
keep my eyes open. I'm gonna be looking at the props early in July and August. Hopefully there's something fun like that. But yeah, more to come on that. But speaking of August 1st, we have Bears Texans and the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, Caleb Williams' first game, or who we think is going to be Caleb Williams, and
Yes.
sounds like it's going to be Caleb Williams.
Yes, and my guy already asked me if I wanted the tickets for them, so I got four seats again for that.
Nice.
So hopefully it's Williams versus Stroud for at least the first quarter.
Honestly, just one. Give me one Stroud pass. I'll live with it. That'd
Yeah.
be worth the drive to Canton.
Little Tank Dell.
Oh yeah, little tank action.
Hopefully he's back.
Yeah, maybe they'll run Dameon Pierce like the Raiders did Josh Jacobs in the Hall of Fame game. You remember that he basically played that whole game? Was crazy. I would have been going crazy if I had him on my fantasy team. Like, why are we running him?
Well, I that's what I'm worried about with CJ Stroud is like Aaron Rodgers certainly didn't play.
Yeah, that is true.
But it's funny because Rodgers did play in one or two preseason games, and he made it out fine. It was just that first game of the Jets at home.
MetLife Stadium, best sports stadium in all of America. Let's see. Did you see anything about Cam Sutton on the Lions?
No. Oh, about how he was there's a warrant out for his arrest.
Yeah, and he got cut from the team. He found out about the warrant for his arrest at the team facilities and got cut an hour later. Apparently, I'm trying to look. This happened in Florida too. And he has a third degree felony in the state of Florida, which is punishable for up to 5 years in prison. I don't know exactly what it was for, that he has the warrant out for his arrest. Because all it says is, oh, here it is. Charge of domestic battery by strangulate. Basically, he strangled someone.
Yeah, that's what I was reading too.
So thought that was interesting. Did you see the video that went viral about Vince Young?
No.
Apparently Vince Young was at this bar. I don't know exactly where. I don't remember if it was Houston or it was some like little rinky-dink bar. Someone started pestering him and sucker punched him at a bar and he got knocked out. And that went pretty viral
Oh,
all day today.
I didn't even see that. My Twitter was flooded with P. Diddy being arrested and a boat crashing into a bridge in Baltimore. That's all I saw today.
Yeah, aren't you a big P. Diddy fan?
No, not even in the slightest.
Oh, come on. You didn't like the song. I'm coming home. Coming home.
Yeah, maybe for when I was 12.
That makes it even worse.
And LeBron said, Cleveland, this is for you.
Oh, God. Yeah, apparently there's a bunch of people that are tied to that whole P. Diddy story, and now he fled the country and no one knows where he's at.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll all come to light soon.
Yeah. Also, they did announce that the NFL will be playing again on Christmas Day, even though Christmas is on a Wednesday. Sounds like we're going to be getting a double header, so excited to see what that's going to be.
It's a really short week.
I actually really enjoyed NFL on Christmas this year.
So did I.
Granted, it could have been because the Browns won on Christmas Eve, but because I know when they played the Packers on Christmas. What was that? It was Baker's last year in Cleveland.
2021.
Yeah. Nah. 2021. Yeah, I had to have been. I remember we played the Packers and should have won that game. Should have won that game. Absolutely. Other than that, I don't really have a ton to talk about. Oh, one other thing I did want to mention. Caleb Williams. What did you think about the hate he was getting for his pink iPhone?
I think you just need to let him do what he wants to do.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was a little unnecessary to go after his pink iPhone. I mean, shoot, I got a purple iPhone.
Yeah, I don't get the hate. I like the color pink. I've got a pink Supreme shirt that I wear from time to time. I got Miami Vice turquoise and pink Nike shoes, and
yeah, pink. I mean, pink is a manly color. I like the color pink.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Let yeah, I just hate. That's another thing that my timeline was just loaded up with. It was just Caleb Williams hate.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I meant to tell you that I somewhat started the new X-Men series.
You started it without watching the old show?
I didn't make it very far.
Why? I
turned it off. I don't know. I couldn't get into it. I didn't really give it that much of a chance, though. So I'm not counting it out yet, but...
Did you watch live-action X-Men movies?
I watched nothing X-Men related at all.
Deadpool?
Okay, Deadpool I watched.
And Deadpool 2?
Yeah.
See, you gotta watch the X-Men movies because it makes Deadpool even more funny. Because all the jokes are pointed towards the X-Men movies because they're so bad, but they're good.
Oh.
Like,
I have to grind. You're telling me I have to grind out. Like, granted, I've always been told that, like, the Logan movies were good.
Yeah, but hear me out. We watched over 35 movies and shows for the MCU. What's watching 9 movies for the X-Men?
Oh, but if they're all bad.
No, they're not. That's the thing. So the worst one by ratings, I believe, is X-Men Origins Wolverine. And it's supposed to be an origin story for Wolverine. And Deadpool is in there, like the first form of Deadpool. And it's Ryan Reynolds, too, which is hilarious. But it sucks, but it's not bad. It's good. Like, it's like a good suck. It's like how everybody hates on, like,
You said it's a good suck.
Yeah, it's a good suck. It's like that. It's like Madam Web and Morbius.
I refuse to watch that one, too.
I'm missing out.
Just because it got bad reviews.
Well, if you want something good to watch, you need to watch The Boys and Invincible on Prime.
Okay. I'll try those out.
Because everybody's been telling me for years to watch Invincible, including Tennis Balls. And everybody's been telling me to watch The Boys. The Boys changed my thought on superheroes because it can be pretty cool to be a superhero fan when it's that gruesome, that gory, and that raunchy. And then Gen V came out, which was the prequel. Or no, I'm sorry, not the prequel. Spinoff of The Boys. And then Invincible comes out, which is also a comic. And Invincible and Omni-Man, they're fucking badass. And it's a cool-ass show on Prime. There was a collaboration in the comics with him and Spider-Man. So I think Spider-Man might show up in season 2 of Invincible, which I doubt it because Sony would have to get involved. But
yeah.
If you're not ready to jump into the X-Men yet, you gotta watch those two. But
well, like I said, I didn't make it very far. I made it, I kid you not, I made it maybe 5 minutes in. And then I'm like, okay, I feel like I actually did need to watch something before this.
You do, because they jump right in, and it's literally the next season of the original X-Men series.
Okay, that's like, why I'm like, why are we starting off right here? This isn't making sense. So now that I know that...
Because there's no Charles Xavier.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm like, he's dead already. He was literally in the like intro.
Well, sorry, he's not dead. He left Earth. He went with another telepathic being to another planet to heal him because there was an attempted assassination in the finale of season 5 of the X-Men series. I just finished it. I finished the whole thing in like a month so that I'd be ready to watch this. and it was worth it. There was an episode with Captain America. There was an episode where you can see Spider-Man and Thor and Doctor Strange in animated form. There was an episode with Magneto learning that Wanda and Quicksilver are his kids. There's like some cool ass shit in there from the 90s.
Whoa.
So it's like, it's worth watching.
Huh. Okay. So,
yeah, but that's
if
my,
I
that's
if
my.
I were to watch, so should I actually watch the X-Men movies or X-Men movies? Or if I just watch the
Oh,
show,
yeah.
will it make sense?
If you watch the show, it'll make sense, but you're committing 5 seasons, and each season has like 18 to 20 episodes of 20 minutes each. So
Okay,
you
20
could go,
minutes isn't bad. It's
but
a
there
grind,
is
but
a full, but if you go in New Rock Stars on YouTube, there's a full series breakdown. So they break it down by season, and you could just watch that. But it was a good show. I mean, it made me feel like a kid again because I didn't get to watch the X-Men cartoon when I was little. I was more of like Scooby-Doo and the Spider-Man comic or the Spider-Man show.
that
But
was a Spider-Man.
this is the same animation and the same universe as the Spider-Man because there's an episode crossover in the Spider-Man series where the X-Men meet Spider-Man. So there's like joint episodes, kind of like the Jimmy Timmy Power Hour of Jimmy Neutron and the Fairly Odd Parents, but
all-time banger as a kid. Other than that, Dylan, was there anything that you wanted to talk about on this episode before we get off?
we got to talk about something really big that happened this week. There's an investigation that was launched by the MLB on behalf of Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, who was allegedly stealing money from Ohtani and gambling and was in big gambling debt. And I just want to point out that in just a 10-day or 1 week span, the world of sports gambling has been kind of crazy with Ohtani's investor, I'm sorry, not investigator, Ohtani's interpreter being fired by the Dodgers and fired by Ohtani, and he's in gambling debt. There was JB Bickerstaff saying he was being threatened by fans because of gambling and props. I forget the player's name for the Raptors, but he was in trouble for prop betting on himself. Is it Jonte Davis?
Ajante Porter. It's Michael
Or Porter, yeah.
Porter's brother.
Oh, God. And there was something else that I was reading that also just happened this week. But sports gambling is fun. It's fun when you do it responsibly. But it's been getting out of hand. And it seems like it might also be one of those things that's coming to light that a lot more people are betting than they say they are or shouldn't be, whatever. But as long as you gamble responsibly and make it fun, you won't ruin it.
Yeah.
Sounds
And
like Ohtani's
Jonte
interpreter needs to
Porter,
call
Jonte,
1-800-GAMBLER.
yeah. Did you hear what Jonte Porter bet on?
Yeah, himself.
Yeah, the under. He went in, said that his eyeball hurt, and took himself out of the game. He saw that he had a prop. And it was funny because all of NBA Twitter was roasting him. They were like, this dude's an idiot. Of course they caught on to it when they saw someone bet Jonte Porter my under two or one and a half threes.
Yeah.
Because I think he just really started getting minutes on the Raptors because he's a younger player. He's, I think, either a rookie or second year player.
Yeah, big dumb move.
Yeah, idiot.
But I just thought that the Ohtani story was big enough that we just had to bring it up. It makes me wonder what's going to happen to Ohtani if they're going to investigate him. He claims that he had nothing to do with it and that this interpreter stole money from him. But when it's your best friend who you spend 365 days of the year with because you cannot speak English and he has to interpret for you in your English job or American job. You're going to tell me that you have no clue that he's been gambling and stealing your money behind your back? Sounds like we might have a Pete Rose 2.0, but
did you hear his comments?
Is Ohtani too big for the sport? Yeah, I've been saying it all day. I was one interpreter away from being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, he's not wrong. If Ohtani gets away with this, I mean, he's not wrong at all.
Yeah, and I think he will get away with it. That's the sad thing, because it would be like if LeBron James, who is partnered with DraftKings, by the way, if LeBron James was to get caught gambling on basketball, or let's just say LeBron James' wife was gambling on basketball and he was somehow involved, would they ban LeBron from the NBA? I mean, like, LeBron is the NBA. Ohtani is eventually, probably very soon, going to be the MLB. I think Ohtani already might be the MLB.
I think he is. I was going to say, I think he is, really. I mean,
for a while, it was Judge, Mike Trout. I mean,
they're all still up there. But Ohtani, I mean, he's from Japan. He gets the national recognition. I mean, I don't think that you could really argue. I think the only person you could argue is probably Aaron Judge, just because he plays with the Yankees.
Yep, which is another national icon.
Yeah.
So that was really all I had. I just wanted to bring it up. It's been eating at me alive because it's not really going anywhere. And something tells me it's just going to go away. But I had to at least bring it up.
Yeah, he'll get away with it somehow. Baseball is not in a state where it was when Pete Rose was playing, when, you know, it was still the most popular sport or one of the most popular sports. But, yeah, other than that, guys, that's going to go ahead and do it for this episode. It's really late on Tuesday night, and Dylan, I know you got to work in the morning. I'm exhausted. I've been up since about 4:30 this morning. So I'm looking forward to college basketball on Thursday being back. Other than that, I'm going to go ahead and let you close us out.
Please, for the love of God, gamble responsibly this week. March Madness is upon us again. Have fun this Thursday. Have fun this weekend. Go Guards as we near the regular season. We're closing out spring training. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Peace.
And if you see the lad, please bring him home.
Bring him home.